It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Snake slithers out of man's cereal box, hides in dishwasher.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by TK Auto.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Reflections by Owsley. Hey, by the way, don't forget, now that school's back in session, we are taking the Pledge of Allegiance from the classroom, so you can be part of the classroom pledge. Super simple if you are either, you know, parent, teacher, or whatever the case might be, and you have a child in school, and you want your Pledge of Allegiance to be run on the air. Well, you just send it to us, just record it on the cell phone. Teachers can do it, whoever can do it. And then just email us, pledge@jandkevin.com, and we will get the pledges, and we already have, they started coming in yesterday. So let's see if we can't get some more, and then we'll start playing them next week if we get enough.
Beautiful.
You get a whole week, and we'll tell you what week you get and the whole thing. So, again, it's pledge@jandkevin.com. You can simply record the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll play it for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Thank that you, was Kevin. Very well done. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you,
Kevin. Did your car make the list of the most reliable used cars in the U.S.? Consumer Reports has put out their first ever ranking of used cars.
Okay.
They did vehicles between 5 and 10 years old.
Oh.
Which, okay, I mean.
Hilarious.
I get it. That's important. That's probably the window where a lot of people try to buy a used car.
Absolutely.
Right?
There's not a lot of people clamoring for my 2004 Kia Optima. Now, there should be, but there's just not.
There's not that many.
Yeah. Or the 2002 Camry or the...
Right.
You know.
What's your truck again? It's
2006.
Pretty new. 2006. That's new.
Yeah, it's... Ooh, man.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Yukon's brand new, though, right?
The Tahoe?
Yeah, Tahoe, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No, I had a Yukon, but that went bye-bye. But yeah, Tahoe's 2017. Spoiled.
Boy, oh boy. Get out of here. What is my... I keep forgetting what mine is. 2012.
Okay.
2012 is what mine is.
Yeah.
And Steve's, yours is what year?
2011.
2011.
Man, bragger.
We are really old cars around here.
Yeah,
I like
27 is like barely respectable. I mean, I don't know, 7 years. It seems new, but it's obviously not.
I'm with you. But, okay, so in this report, let's see if any of the cars that we have are on the list. I'm going to start at number 10. The Mercedes-Benz got a score of 43.
Benz,
excuse me.
All right, just
checking.
Score
of 43.
Okay. On a scale of 100?
I think so, Jay.
Okay, they didn't give you the scale.
Hmm. They also looked at such things as, you know, large problems like transmissions all the way down to small problems like squeaky brakes.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, can't have those.
Number 9, the Nissan. I had a Nissan.
Oh, any Nissan? I mean, is this...
It's just what it says, Nissan.
Oh, wow, okay.
They just went with brand.
Oh, I got you. That's interesting.
Overall brand.
Oh, wow, okay.
So Nissan was at number 9. I had one. Transmission went out.
Oh.
Luckily, it was under warranty.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Number 8, Subaru.
Subaru.
The Subaru. Subarus are loved around here, I feel like.
A lot of Outbacks.
Yeah, a lot of them, and... You know, I used to do my walk around the neighborhood there, and I would count all the brands of cars.
What an
exciting day. Subaru was a winner.
Really? A lot of winners.
Yeah. Number 7, the BMW.
Okay.
Number 6, a Buick.
Let's go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. You don't see a lot of Buicks, I don't feel like, but the ones that you do see apparently aren't too bad.
Well, they usually have a turn signal on.
Here we go, the top 5.
That's not called for. That was uncalled for.
That's funny. That's funny. So, it's an old person's car. It does feel like an old person's car.
Oh, is that the joke? Okay, yeah, I got you now.
Number 5, Honda.
Okay, that seems low, but all right.
Yeah, I kind of thought Honda would be up in the top 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 4, the Acura. Which is really just Honda, right? But fancier? Isn't Acura a fancy Honda?
I don't know. Sure.
I think that's right. Number 3, the Mazda.
Ooh, wow.
But the highest score so far is 59 for the Mazda. And the top 2 blow everybody else away.
Okay. Is this regardless of cost? Is that correct, too? They didn't...
Yeah.
Okay,
yep,
wow.
It's just the model.
Yeah.
I mean, just the brand.
Yeah.
Reliability. Number two, Toyota.
Let's go, baby.
With a 72.
That's what I'm talking about.
So excited. The number one car brand for used cars in the United States of America. These are the most reliable cars you can buy. A Lexus.
No.
75 for the score.
Well, you can buy.
You can get a pretty cheap used Lexus.
Can you?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
I think you can find them decent, you know. Not as bad as you would think, is maybe what I'm trying to say.
I understand. I see
it's no Toyota.
I see a 2022 for $32,000. It's got 50,000 miles on it.
2022. 50,000? 2022 seems so new. Well, and this started at
50,000 miles on it.
It started at 5 years to 10 years old.
Ah, there you go. 2015.
So you at least gotta go back.
Yeah. 2015. This one's only got 40,000 miles on this baby.
Wow.
At 28 grand.
What is it? What kind?
It's the GS350. Duh.
The GS350. That's the car. Or is that like the.
It's a car, yeah.
Crossover.
No, it's a car. I don't know. It looks like a car.
Yeah.
Not familiar with their brands.
Huh. Well, Toyota, Steve, you got to feel good about your old
congrats.
Corolla.
Congrats, Stevie.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I had that good Toyota Sienna van, and I said, man, I'll never buy anything but a Toyota. I was convinced because it was such a good van, like 260,000 miles on
Baby.
It when we sold it. Never had issues. It was wonderful. And what did I do?
Went further in debt?
We bought a Ford or something.
Or something.
It was a Ford. It wasn't as reliable.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What was her name?
Linda.
Linda. Yeah, let's go, Linda. Did you ever bring Linda a little, a little gift, little something-something for the burnt cheese, the extra burnt cheese?
Kevin James.
Just a smile.
Oh.
And a thank you.
Goes a long way for Linda.
Yeah, that small-town boyish charm.
Linda the Lunch Lady.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kev.
Good morning, guys. My boss is great, but he does something that is getting on my nerves. Whenever I say anything like, oh man, I'm tired, he'll say, oh, hi, tired. It's nice to meet you. My name is Tim. Then he'll stick out his hand like I'm going to shake it. I guess he thinks it's hilarious. And even though I did think it was funny, that the first time or a few times, he now does it constantly. I'm annoyed. It's not nice to meet you, sir. I've tried ignoring it. I've tried laughing it off, politely asking him to stop. But he's just continuing. I can't stop talking to him. I mean, the guy is my boss.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll hear this and realize how ridiculous he's being. That is from Joy.
509-441-0999. A lot of help from the text line.
Okay, what do we got?
Joy needs to stop complaining about being tired. Tom said, yeah, don't, just stop giving him the reason to have that comeback. You don't have to stop talking to him. Just stop saying things.
Don't start sentences with I.
Man, I, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I'm tired. Yeah, this one just says, maybe he's just trying to get you to stop complaining, and that's why he keeps doing it, so then you're aware you're complaining all the time.
Oh.
Could be, but I mean...
Followed by Kelly,
it doesn't have to
said, shut a ya yap.
Shut a ya yap.
There it is.
There you go. Well played.
I'm trying to think of a form where it doesn't sound like it's, like, oh, man, I'm busy. I'm busy today, or...
Hey, busy.
Hey, busy. Nice to meet you. I'm hungry. You say it when someone's hungry, there's a good chance you're going to get punched.
They're already
a
little grouchy.
People who are hungry, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. People are saying, maybe stop saying the whole sentences that start with I or whatever.
Yeah.
Try to avoid his opportunities for that line. Now, chances are, if he's a true dad joke master,
mm-hmm.
he will find something else.
Might be able to twist it, yeah.
But at least it will be, take a little while.
Mm-hmm. Something new and exciting.
Cecil says, geez, how passive aggressive are you? I hope he does see this and helps you find a new job.
Wow, okay.
Grow up a little. Find a way to make it fun for yourself. Okay, find a way to make it fun. I could get down.
Figure a comeback to each one of those.
Christina says, seriously? We went all caps now.
Oh, cap lock, okay.
Out of all the things that's wrong with this world, you have to complain about that, grow up, or find a new job. Okay.
Yeah, someone on our text line said Joy needs to find some joy.
Yeah, and I understand that. I get where you're coming from. But I also can see how it could be annoying eventually.
It could be. Yeah, like, oh, I mean, it might be annoying. You just definitely, I mean, I think the number one thing for me would be I have to eliminate his opportunity to say that.
Absolutely.
I've got to figure a way.
That's on you if you're not doing it.
Yeah.
You're not being creative enough.
Yep. You got to figure a way to either twist it so it sounds dumb when he says it, or you've got to just eliminate it completely.
Okay. That's reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you get in those ruts of saying stuff like, very nice, and until someone points it out, you don't realize you're
so
saying
true.
I mean, Steve said everything was very nice. We started very playing
nice.
This.
Very nice.
Next thing you know, Steve has become more aware of him saying very nice, and he hasn't eliminated it completely.
No, but he's gotten better for sure.
Certainly has lessened it in his vocabulary.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, trying.
I'm trying.
Thank you, Steve.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, trying. My name's Jay. Hey-o. What if he finishes it with hey-o every time?
Oh. Hey-o. Double finger guns.
Yeah.
Does that make it better or worse?
Well, I mean, at least
for sure worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least he would know he was completely aware that he's doing it, too.
Now, also, I'm just picturing her boss as a guy over 60. And it makes me accept it way much, so much more.
Based on the fact that
we used to have a coworker who was older.
Mm-hmm.
And he said all the time something about...
If I was any better, I'd be twins. That one?
No.
Oh.
That no. If I was any better, I'd be twins. That is true. It may have been the same guy.
Okay.
But he always would refer to something like if somebody wasn't a very good guy or he didn't like him, he'd say, oh, what a waste of good skin.
Waste of good skin, yeah.
What a waste of good skin. But you know what? It was funny, and he did say it all the time, but it was like, you know, it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I don't think that one's probably annoying as this one was for Joy.
No, this one's definitely more annoying. But again, Joy, do better of not trying to use those phrases because the chances of changing him, I think, are slim and none.
Oh, yeah, that's a zero. That's a zero. Yeah, yeah, you got to do it yourself or you're going to be stuck with it. Or maybe you can find a new job.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, I think Wendy's was one of the latest ones to the game.
Chick-fil-A?
Sure. I don't think so.
No breakfast for them?
I don't think so.
No soup for you.
Do they really not? I thought they did.
Maybe they do, Steve. I'm going to take it from you.
I mean, I have no idea, but it seems like
then I'm not going to take it from you.
Kevin James.
Probably for the best.
You said it very confidently, like you knew. You were like, oh, of course they do.
Oh, they have a breakfast menu.
Well, look, there you go.
See, I told you.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, entertainment news here brought to you by Amco. AAMCO, and man, we used to see this guy all the time walking around the building
here.
He's a legend. He's a Hall of Famer.
Jay, I used to see and get so excited at a high school football game when I was either playing or coaching when this man would show up on the sideline with a camera.
Yeah. Dennis Patchen's on the phone. Recently retired. Well, semi-retired. What do you call yourself, DP? Retired? What do you call yourself?
No, I'm retired because if you retire from all the I don't want to say the word, but all the stuff you don't want to do anymore, but you haven't retired from the stuff you do want to do, then I think you're retired.
Yeah, and I appreciate you not saying the word, having a memory that, your muscle memory there, that you can't say every word you want to say on the radio.
Well, there's no repercussions now. In the old days, before if I said it, I could get in real trouble, right? But
right.
Now, you guys are in trouble. So.
That's true.
Thanks, buddy.
We really do appreciate you behaving. So, DP, you're done with the TV. You're done with the having to wake up every day and go into a job. But you are doing Idaho Vandals football, right? Busy, huh?
Well, it'll be busy for 6 months and then from one day a week.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's that passion thing, right, where you get to go do it because you love it, kind of like the, you know, sports broadcasting with the Vandals for you.
Yeah. Here's the other thing is we didn't have to quit cold turkey, and I was a little worried about it. I don't think I could do that just to stop doing everything. I could only pick tomatoes so many days out of the week. It'll be great. It'll be fun. I'm having fun. So,
Dennis Patchen on the phone with us. How many years, DP? 40? What was it?
40 in Spokane. I worked. I got my first radio job in. Time to get up. My first radio job in 1977. I was 19 years old. I was spinning records at a radio station Saturday and Sunday nights, 6 to midnight. So, yeah, nice. 47 years total.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I mean, when you look back, obviously it probably feels faster than that, but do you have, like, certain things, or are there so many memories that it would be impossible to organize them into, like, some sort of list or anything like that?
Yeah, it some days didn't go fast at all. One Apple Cup, I worked 23 straight hours. That was just people in charge didn't know what the hell they were doing. So
that's weird.
That never happens. The one thing is I got to meet a lot of people. And what Kevin said about being a player or being a coach that's important to me. I always wanted, when I went to the small schools, I always wanted them to make sure that they thought that they were just as important as the big schools in high school. And that's one of those things that didn't matter who you were, didn't matter what league you were playing in, you were always treated fairly, both boys and girls. And I'm very proud of what we were able to do for girls' sports early on. I was part of hiring the first four women in town to work on television and sports.
Wow.
That's something I'm very proud of.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's a lot of things I'm proud of. Plus, I'm very happy that both at KXOY and then the last 4 years at KHQ SWX, they saved me hundreds of thousands of dollars because of all the stuff I got into for free that I would have had to pay for. I would have never been able to do any of that.
Right. That's crazy. And I would hope now with you, being Hall of Fame, Dennis Patchen, that you can still show up and get into something for free, can't you?
I haven't tried that yet. We'll see. I have some passes still to the college teams that I know I can get in, but I kind of got in under the deadline of here's your season credential, and then I quit, retired 3 weeks later. So we'll see.
Tried the I'm a Hall of Famer at home with your wife?
No. Oh, God, no. You guys don't. Yeah. Try that at your house and see how that works.
Yeah, but honey, I'm a Hall of Famer. Don't care.
Yeah, I know your wife a little bit, and there's no chance that's going to work at your place.
No.
And your kids would do the same thing to you.
Yeah, they're even less impressed by anything that we do here. So.
Correct.
How did the, are you kidding me, come about? What was it? How did that ever gain so much traction?
I don't ever remember. I think I said it a couple of times on TV, and I never went like, okay, this is going to be my catch line, sometimes my mouth thinks faster than my brain. Fortunately, it doesn't swear.
Yeah.
When I'm on television, it just kind of popped out, and then people started, hey, did you realize you said this, or hey, that's a funny line, and it was like, well, okay.
So, let's make it a thing.
Yeah, and people go, well, just do what? Do, are you kidding? I go, it's organic. It doesn't matter. I mean, they tried to do that on my goodbye at KHQ. I go, I can't do it until I saw sprinkles on the going away cake. I hate sprinkles. So that was the, are you kidding me?
That's the beauty of it, though, DP.
It's just
very genuine. It's just you. I like those because those are not so manufactured, and I feel like they're just more believable. It's easy to come up with a manufactured one if you have a long enough time to think about it. But yours was always just kind of there, man. It was just kind of your deal, which is awesome.
I did have one line when somebody hit a home run. I did highlights. I said that ball is out of here. It ain't coming back, because I had a seventh grade teacher who told me you're never going to make anything out of yourself by using the word eight. And I never forgot that, and it was an opportunity. and I know she's dead because she was an old woman, and I hope she's spinning in her grave. Every time I say that.
It's good you've softened so much with age.
She's
I see.
Gone and ain't coming back.
It's my one thing. I have a long memory, and I sometimes don't forget.
Oh man, you're the best, man! Congrats on everything.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. And hi to your wife. She's awesome. It's always good to, know that you guys are doing what you want to do right now, and that's the way it should be. So good job. What an incredible career you had, buddy. But we wanted to make sure we got a hold of you because we were gone a couple of days and just wanted to catch up.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that. And that's one of the things when I switched places, missing you guys and coming in and not necessarily even on the air, just walking into the studio, waiting until you had one of your 7.5 minute commercial breaks that I love so we could actually tell a story instead of like on my show where we only had 2 minute breaks. So apparently you were way more successful with that than we were.
Thank you for all that. DP, if you're doing like a lunch tour, because I feel like sometimes when you retire, everybody's like, we got time to grab lunch. I know we would both love to go catch lunch with you sometime.
We'll do that. I'll have to fit it into your schedule. Now that I'm the last of the three of Bud and Rick to retire, we're going every month.
That's a great idea. Great idea.
Yeah, I mean, we've known each other for over 40 years now, but we're not telling anybody where we're going.
That's also a great idea.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Because we're retired now. We can't afford to pick up a tab for a whole bunch of people.
You're the best. Love you like a brother, man.
All right, guys.
See you, Patchin.
Success. Still listening. See ya.
God bless you, boy. The Big 99.9 Still listening. Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
She was the second Cam to spam, right?
Sure.
Kevin James.
She's in Europe and
she's in Greece right now.
Oh, wow.
Whatever the name of this palace is. Oh, man.
Spam loves Greece.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Man, Chrissy sent more pictures today.
They're having fun.
Oh, they're having so much fun with the spam. She's our spam ambassador.
Yeah, one of our spam around the world spam ambassadors.
She said today, we're at, I don't know the name of the city, but in Albania. They're in Albania with the spam. She said, we're having so much fun taking pictures on the beach. We found some Italians here who don't hardly speak English at all and trying to get them to understand to take the picture
what they were doing.
Spammy, as they call it, Spammy.
Oh, they gave it a name.
Yeah, they did. Well, of course. I mean, they're like, this is the way to do the spam around the world. They have gotten all in on this. They've got all these people together on the beach. And the one elderly lady was like, can I keep it? And we're like, well, no, it's Spammy. It's part of the family. So no, you can't.
I like that.
And they will eventually pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah.
Who will then take pictures and then pass it on to someone else.
So great.
And we'll just get to see all the parts of the world through the eyes of spam.
Yeah, love it. All right, time to play a little fun time to play a fun little game.
More people.
All right, we come up with some concepts, and then if you're part of the more people, you can call us and let us know which one of these you are today. 509-441-0999. Is the Rungi Furniture Studio line. So more people listening who what? Steve, what do you have for us?
All right, I'm going to say running late today, possibly on the second day of school.
Change of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Running late.
More people running late today. Kevin, more people.
This one's on my mind because the granddaughter starting kindergarten.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, officially.
Mm-hmm. Congrats on that, by the way.
Yeah, it's... I'm just wondering, I think there's more people out there who maybe shed a tear the kids going back to school.
So cried at drop-off, basically.
Yeah, and I will take tears of joy.
Of course.
If that's also, you were like, thank God they're back in school. I'll take that, too.
So Steve thinks more people listening right now are running late.
Uh-huh.
Kevin thinks more people listening right now have or will cry at like the drop-off into their tears of joy or sadness of sending your child to school for the first day or maybe another day. I'm going to say more people listening now have 20 years of schooling.
20 years of schooling.
So 13 would be like a regular high school, Like,
okay,
you know,
I see
kindergarten
what you're
through 12.
You're counting K through 12.
That's 13 okay. years. And then there were four for like a, you know, a regular four-year college.
Get you 17.
17. So you got to, you see what I'm doing there. You got to have, you've been in school for 20 years or more. 20 years of schooling.
Yeah.
That's a lot, by the way. I don't know
your
if you know
your daughter had to be at that, isn't she? Real close.
What did she have? 13,
Doctor,
17.
Dr. Emma?
I think that was, I think she had 19.
Okay.
I think 19, yeah. Sorry, honey, you just missed it. Yeah, lack of effort. Good grief.
Lack of effort.
What are you even doing with your life right now? 509-441-0999. You can call us and let us know if you qualify for one of those, or you can text us if need. 509-441-0999, same number. Cynthia off the text line is running late, but she did have time to let us know by texting. Thank you, Cynthia. Good to know.
Not time to call, which I understand. Like, I can shoot him a text.
Erica's like, I haven't shed one yet, but the oldest starts middle school and the youngest starts kindergarten, so guaranteed to have tears.
Yeah, that's just tough.
Well, yeah, and two schools like that, too. That sometimes will hit you.
Different phases.
Sarah, which one of these are you today?
The tears of joy.
Tears of joy.
Tears of joy.
What year is the are the children or child starting?
He started third grade.
Third grade. Glad to have him back in school, huh?
Yes, and he's glad to be back, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, oh, that's fantastic. Yeah,
that
I mean,
does
that,
make it happen.
That could
a
wear
lot easier,
off, but,
yeah.
you know.
Makes me happier.
Oh, absolutely. So much easier. Well, good deal. Well, congrats on getting him back in school.
Thank you, guys.
Oh,
Thanks,
one quick
Sarah.
Question
oh,
before you
oh,
go,
oh,
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah, hold on.
Yeah.
What was the biggest, what was the most trouble he got in this summer? Did
oh,
he do
wow,
anything
Kevin.
Really? I mean, he's a third grade boy.
He almost chopped his finger off when he shut a door at a friend's house. He had his finger Ooh. In the door
yeah.
and literally almost cut it off.
Oh, my goodness.
That's about as much trouble. He's a good kiddo.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird because usually, you know, third grade boys are super attentive to things like putting their finger
on
the
door. Oh, you bet they are.
That's just having too much fun.
That is. That's just being in a hurry. That's how it goes. You got to keep going. Yeah. Sarah, thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
More people.
I like this. This is good.
Chris. Hello? Oh, my bad. Hi, Chris.
No, Chris.
I'm here. Are you there?
I am. Which one of these are you today? Like running late, crying, more than 20 years of education?
I am, 20 years of life education, but I am running late.
How late?
And I am about 30 minutes late. I was running late out of the house, and lucky me, I get to deal with this road closure over here off of Market.
Oh.
And I have to deal with all of this, and I'm about 30 minutes behind.
Now, Chris,
I like
sound,
the way he just resigned himself to it. He's like, I'm not going to make it up.
Very calm about
it. I love it.
And this isn't your first time, is it?
Oh, God, no. I'm a father of a 2-year-old.
Got the built-in excuse.
A single father of a 2-year-old.
Yeah, you
so
got the built-in.
I do everything on my own. I am behind every day.
Yeah.
Well, man, hang in there, all right?
Thanks,
Chris. Appreciate you, buddy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, man, I'm late. That's whatever.
Right.
Hey, Jen.
Hey.
Which one of these are you today? Late, crying when you drop off the kid, more than 20 years of education. What do you got for us today?
Crying when I dropped off the kids. My youngest, it's his last year of elementary, and my oldest just started his freshman year.
You know what's funny is I start thinking about that. I think my wife might have cried every year. Like, just, you know,
oh, really?
Yeah, it just didn't matter. It was just back to school. And I think it's just, you know, it's like every year was kind of a monumental thing. And, you know, some people just get emotional about
it. Yeah, same.
Steve.
That's hard. Well, and then like the change, like going into high school.
Oh, the school changes.
Boy, that's a big one.
Well, hang in there, Mom, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jen. Appreciate it. Let's squeeze one more in here. Boston John.
One that nobody else has claimed. Not 20 years of schooling, but 19.
19 years of schooling. Yeah, that's close enough, right?
Yes, but no, but that was just to get past first grade.
Well played.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
I went to 8 years of night school, so to get my master's and up to my master's. So, yeah, it was rough, but I made it.
Atta boy, there you go. All right, good deal.
Hey, have a great day, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
See you,
we appreciate
John.
You.